washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
This is John Reese from God's Child Records, and we're here today with our 30-minute radio show. That was a song, wonderful version of Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb, done by Chorda III. I should mention the banjo playing on that was a good friend of ours, Pat Severs. As he likes to say, he plays a little banjo, not much, just enough to get it on the record. Sometimes that's all it needs, and it works just fine. Coming up next, we're going to do something from our Missy Acuff catalog days. We did a lot of recordings for those folks. The primary songwriter was David Acuff. He was a relative of Roy Acuff. They'd ask us about working with David. I loved his writing. He wrote a bunch of songs. He was their primary writer, just about all of them. This next song was one of the very few he didn't write. And you know, I have to say, out of all the songs we recorded for Missy Acuff Music, this might be my favorite. It's called When They Call My Name in Glory, I'll Be There. You're listening to the God's Child Records radio show.
Join the choirs of angels and walk the streets of gold. When they call my name in glory, snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above,
sign from above.
The wings of a dove.
Our Great Songs and Great Songwriters series, a song written by Bob Ferguson. Of course, Furlin Husky had a wonderful hit on it. We brought Cassidy Mills in, and I thought she just did a beautiful, beautiful job of that song. The time has come for one of the favorite parts of our show. This is what we call Sam's Selection. Producer Samuel Reese has picked out a song or two for you, hoping you'll enjoy it as much as he does. Charles Johnson, need I say more? We're getting ready to hear some great, great music. Here's Sam's Selection. You're listening to the God's Child Records Radio Show.
Oh Lord, I'm striving, trying to make it through this barren land, but as I go from day to day, I can hear my Savior say, trust me, child, come on, I'll hold your hand. I'm coming up on the rough side, although my burden sometimes press me down. If I could only keep the faith, I would have strength just to run this race. Lord, I'm looking for my star. Yes, I am. On the rough side of the mountain, I must hold to His hand,
His powerful hand.
I'm coming up.
I'm coming up.
On the rough side. That number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my. Without you holding my hand, the mountain is too high and the valley is too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Because I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
my wall of fame and the pride of her hometown, Mount Airy, North Carolina, that was, of course, Mount Airy's sweetheart, Donna Fargo, doing the great Hank Williams classic, I Saw the Light. She's on the wall of fame for a good reason. Donna Fargo has had a wonderful, wonderful music career. I just did something just not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, of a new song that Donna's got. She's just going to go as long as she can, and I think there's nothing better than that. She's working hard as ever. Well, friends, that's just about going to do it for a 30-minute radio show. On behalf of the fine stations who allowed us this time, as well as producer Samuel Reese, who's done a great job as always. This has been your host, John Reese. Thanking you for being here. We hope you'll come back anytime you can. We're going to begin this last section with another female singer who I'm very close to, spent a lot of miles with her. Her name is Miss Skeeter Davis, the pride of Dry Ridge, Kentucky. With a lot of miles with Skeeter. I guess she drug me to about every country in this world, I suppose, and we had a lot of fun everywhere we went. Well, she really loved her gospel music, and this next one, I think, is a good example. Skeeter was one, I guess, just about the first to harmonize with herself on her recordings in about the very early 1960s, and after that, you could see just about everybody doing it. You listen to the country music of that era, that was really a very prominent feature of it, was having the singer kind of harmonize with themselves, and I think Skeeter took credit whether she deserved it all or not, we don't know, but she sure did it on this song. Well, until we meet again, God bless and goodbye.
Hey, going home. One thing I know, he ain't sure been born again. You see, I made preparations one Sunday, because Lord, I didn't know when you would call me. Be my time to go. Oh yeah, I'm packing up right now. Hey yeah, going home. Well, when you hear of my home going, I don't want you to worry about me. You see, I made preparations one Sunday, because Lord, I didn't know when you would call me. It'd be my time to go.
Child Records music for this last little while, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of all the fine singers and songwriters. We hope you'll come back again and that some of our music has helped brighten your day. That's all for now. So until we meet again, this is John Reese saying goodbye and God bless you.
The Lord is good. He's stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good. He's stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good. He is able to deliver, and he knows them that trust in him. The Lord is good. He is able.